Thane, just kind of overall, what do you make of the amount of legal filings we've seen against President Trump and his administration?
Well, they're clearly extensive. They involve mostly half the states that are led by Democratic state attorneys general. So if the state has a Democratic state attorneys general, you're probably in that lawsuit. But it involves normally over 20 states. It involves federal employees in a number of different agencies, including agriculture, Homeland Security, the national parks is also involved in this. It involves what's often called probationary employees. Those are people that they may already worked at the agency, but they're switching to a different job, and they do have certain kinds of work protections for the year or two that they're there on probation. And so the abruptness of these firings, right? Many of those federal employees are supposed to receive a 60-day notice that they were being let go, and they were immediately let go. The state attorney general's interests are, hey, you know, these people work for the federal government, and now they're coming for health insurance benefits for us, employment-related benefits. It puts enormous pressure on our states to how to address the concerns for these people. Because, you know, they're federal employees, they didn't make that much money to begin with. So if you cut off their income without proper notice, you put pressure and strain on state systems. So, yes, there are many lawsuits. They're mostly brought by state attorneys general. They have won many of them with respect to just issuing a temporary injunctive relief, meaning hold everything in place until we conduct evidentiary hearings, until their oral arguments, just hold on, let people continue to hold on to their jobs. And there have been a couple cases where the DOJ has admitted they made a mistake. Like, for instance, I think there was an entity that's responsible for the Ebola virus, and the whole group of them were fired. And all of a sudden they look back and say, oh, my God, we need people to be studying this and ready for this. And so I think Musk said, yeah, we make mistakes, sorry, and invited them all back.
With all of these lawsuits and these injunctions, what's the ability for the administration to actually accomplish any work that they'd like to set out to do?
Well, you know, Chris, the work they're trying to set out to do, if you ask them, is cut back on government waste. They're saying we may have made a few mistakes, but largely we've looked at these federal agencies. They're all under the executive branch. Chris, guess who's the head of the executive branch? The president.
Sure.
So the president's going, hey, give me a break. I'm not firing congressmen in the legislative branch. I'm not firing judges in the judiciary. I'm firing people in my own backyard. And I have an electoral mandate to accomplish a certain number of things, and among which is reducing the size of the federal workforce in rooting out waste. And so back off, let me do my job. That's the position that they're taking. But again, it's the speed with which they're doing it, the abruptness with which they're doing it. So we're seeing these cases brought by state attorneys general saying there are some national parks that are now, you know, incredibly unsupervised. So people are walking around parks and they're supposed to be park rangers and they're not there anymore.
I'm asking you to peer into your crystal ball here a little bit. I realize that. But are there any of these suits that are out there that could wind up before the Supreme Court?
Chris, you know, I'm often wrong. You know this with me. It's a crapshoot, if
sure.
You call Thane. I think they're all, to some extent, are going to make it to the Supreme Court. Some of them will be consolidated because they'll look exactly the same. But they will eventually make it to the Supreme Court because Donald Trump is losing most of the cases in front of federal district judges. Those are the trial courts with these preliminary injunctions or temporary injunctions. He's got six conservative justices on the Supreme Court, three of whom he nominated himself. He only needs five. There's all kinds of issues related to the power of the executive branch with respect to the separation of powers with the other two branches, right? Checks and balances. You know, the Constitution isn't clear exactly, you know, when you've got a conflict between among them, you know, which one overrides the other. I can tell you, Alexander Hamilton in the Federalist Papers, he was all in favor of what was called an energetic executive. You know, Hamilton was one of those guys that said, no, we don't have King George III, but we kind of have a king. He's not King George III, but he's sort of a pseudo King George III called George Washington. And we have to give him more power than you know, just it's called the unitary executive theory, that he has full discretion over his own, over the agencies over which he's administered. And so that, I think, the Supreme Court's going to be interested in, right? What does checks and balances mean? And what does it mean when the president wants to do whatever he wants to do within his own branch?
Now I got to go watch the musical Hamilton. Thank you, Thane.
It's funny. I don't know if it's covered in that, but it's worth seeing.
Great stuff as always. Thane Rosenbaum, CBS News legal analyst. Thane, thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Anytime, Chris.